With your money briefing, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. If you're looking for a job, you should know that the use of artificial intelligence is a game changer in the job-seeking process, and it's a good idea to learn how to make your resume more AI-friendly. More on this in a moment. First, here are some money headlines. The latest measures of inflation are making it more likely that the Federal Reserve won't be raising interest rates anytime soon. The Labor Department Wednesday said the producer price index rose just 0.1% in February. Economists had expected a 0.2% rise for the PPI, a measure of the prices that businesses receive for their goods and services. On Tuesday, Labor said the consumer price index rose 0.2% and just 0.1% excluding food and energy. The Wall Street Journal's Heard on the Street says that when it comes to the healthcare sector, investors might want to exercise caution. With the 2020 presidential election heating up, politicians on both sides of the aisle are circling the healthcare industry. The Trump administration is exploring whether to require hospitals, doctors, and other healthcare providers to publicly disclose what they charge insurers for services, heretofore a closely guarded trade secret. Separately, the White House plans to implement a rule curtailing the use of prescription drug rebates in Medicare as soon as January. Not to be outdone, congressional Democrats have proposed expanding Medicare to everybody, thus overhauling the Affordable Care Act. Heard on the Street says that while the financial effects of each proposal are unclear, any changes to health care policy are unlikely to be investor-friendly. Still ahead, how to simplify your resume to make it more easily read by AI programs, boosting your chances that a recruiter will read it.
There are plenty of ways to dress up a resume so it'll stand out in front of a hiring manager. But now that many companies are relying on artificial intelligence and machine learning to do an initial scan of resumes before it even gets to the hiring manager's desk, that creates a whole new set of challenges for job seekers. John Christensen is Chief Intelligence Officer at Sparks Research and has some tips on making your resume AI-friendly. So, John, how much of a trend is this, the use of AI, and are more companies moving in this direction?
So, not only are they moving in this direction, it looks like it's here to stay. I can confirm as far back in my personal observation, having seen versions of what's going on in applicant tracking back to about 2003, 2004. Now that it's here and HR managers and ops departments and the like are seeing how efficient it's making decisions and being able to get at quality candidates and actually giving HR folks the ability in more quality ways to work with HR managers, we're really seeing, hiring managers, we're seeing that it's here to stay.
So I would imagine that any frills or boxes, tables, or illustrations on a resume that might work in catching the eye of a human recruiter really would not work when you're dealing with a computer.
Anything that's artistic, anything that's beyond, essentially, if you were to look at it, like take the most basic word processor. If the feature functionality is not in the most basic word processing, a resume will blow up in the face of what AI is actually looking for in the actual text. It's looking for text, you know, content stream, that kind of thing. So it's not going to do very well with, as you note, a table and the like. It's going to read it like a foreign language, and it's essentially the algorithm's going to blow it up.
And in terms of what kind of text the computer and an AI program is looking for, what are some of the best tips for job seekers to put in their resume?
So the top thing to do in looking at a job posting first is to start looking at the job description. Looking for the keywords and tags and the like, just like how SEO works for websites. If I were to search for marketing research firm or something like that, Google's going to look at all the websites and like that have the greatest match for that. Well, these applicant trackers are doing the same version of that. So you want to make sure as a job seeker that your resume is tailored to the job description, job requirements, that you're actually using the same terminology, the same exact words and the like, so that the keywords that they're looking for come up in your resume specifically.
And now that machines are the initial gatekeeper, it makes a cover letter all the more important.
Absolutely. This is really your opportunity to speak directly to the hiring manager. This is where you actually get to add some color commentary, give some stories, some real background, and speak to how you fit to the company culture, to the job specifically, and then give further examples about what you know they're looking for in the job. And it's where you really don't necessarily have to speak to, you know, an algorithm that's picking up keywords, and you can actually really tell your story.
You say that it's vitally important for someone to algorithm optimize their resume. What do you mean by that?
In that search for keywords and phrases, a candidate really wants to get a resume tailored to the job itself, making sure that those terms are showing up within the job description, the specs, all the job competencies. Make sure that it's that the resume is hitting on those keyword items. So does somebody want someone competent in some very specific software, right? Is it, I'm looking for somebody who has experience in Python. Well, make sure you say that I work in Python, right? In data analytics and the like. Somebody might have something specific, like I see a lot of times, multiple regression, econometric modeling, cluster analysis. You could say I have proficiencies in statistical modeling, but it's not speaking directly to what they know they want, which is these three or four specific areas of statistical modeling, because they know that's what they use. So if it's in that job posting that they're looking for, you want to make sure that you're getting your resume tailored to speak specifically to those tags that they're looking for.
You know, for a hiring manager, they're looking for perfection on the part of the job applicant. They're looking for perfection on the part of the AI. Neither of those are perfect. And so there's a risk that you're going to lose some people that kind of fall off the radar of the AI.
And you know, something that just occurred to me kind of in the midst of where you're, you know, coming with that question. A lot of folks in HR and hiring managers, they think they know what they want. But now that you're kind of setting tags and keywords and those things to actually go through search and applicant tracking, you might miss some things that you weren't even thinking about, right? That someone's resume might pop out to you and say, wow, I wasn't even thinking that I would need that for this specific role, because I had never ever seen anybody with that type of experience. So let's say somebody on their resume says, I manage some massive project, some massive software integration from end to end, right? And it's a job in project management. Well, I never thought about how somebody like initiates a project and then carries it all the way through the life cycle to the completion and then integration. I didn't really think about how important that really was to what we're trying to do here at this company. So you're going to miss out on some of those possibilities. And also, I would add too, some of the folks that have maybe more unique skills that you're not quite thinking about, that you wouldn't ordinarily think would be relevant, but might inspire some thought. You're going to miss out on those things. So really what the machine's doing is it's kind of standardizing that job, and it's making some pretty heavy assumptions that the hiring manager or the HR or the partnership between those parties really know exactly what they want. So you've got the benefit that it is doing a lot of work that taking out of the rigor that the HR folks go through. But at the same time, the backlash is you're missing out on some potential things that you're not thinking about.
And that can be really crucial in a very tight and competitive labor market that we're in right now.
Absolutely.
I want to go back for a moment to job listings. And one of the notes you sent to me is it's important to know where the keyword clues most often are found in an online job listing. How can you shed some light on that?
There are kind of more or less four big clues, right? So the first is what I like to call surface level attributes. These are things that you can see, you can observe. So I like to say that, so I have a bachelor's degree, master's degree in economics from Clemson University. You could call Clemson and confirm it. It's hanging on my wall, right? Those are things that you can observe. These are things that might be length of experience or specific emphasis on some experience, your educational background, licenses. If you're a CPA and you're applying for a CPA job, you want to say you have a CPA, right? Those are observable things that we know are form and function that go to that job specifically. Then you've got less observable things that are more or less your kind of soft skills, you could say, that they kind of lump in. They're not as observable, but they're more or less implied, right? So something more like people management or project coordination, those are things that they have a lot of synonyms, right? But the way they phrase that has specific context to the way they use language within that organization. So you want to make sure that you are speaking to, you know, you might refer to it as project management, but they might refer to it as project coordination. Okay, we'll make sure that it's speaking to project coordination, right? And then you kind of got more essentially the adverbs and adjectives that emphasize magnitude for a skill or task. So you've got things like if somebody says, I want significant background in this, or, you know, a very strong skill set in this software program, or mastery in this, or has efficiently or effectively worked in teams, right? That's emphasizing some level of magnitude that those folks are placing a high level of interest and intensity around that skill or that task.
All right, some great tips in applying for jobs in the AI era. That's John Christensen, Chief Intelligence Officer at Sparks Research, on the line with us. John, thanks for coming on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you as well.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.